Free talk from the home of the brave, 930 WFMD.
Uh-oh, somebody put a little 50, no, I'm sorry, it's 50 cent in the bumper rotation. Good morning, Rise and Shine, Frederick, 712 at WFMD, July 23rd, 2021. I am Ryan Hedrick, so grateful to be with you. Bob Miller, as many of you have reached out on the text line at 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD, have reached out and asked how Bob is and what exactly is wrong with Bob, and he has COVID. He told us about it on Monday. You can revisit that interview online and on demand at WFMD.com. I'm going to read some text messages. They came in hot and heavy last hour. I was wanted to recap some of the top stories and some of the general conversation pieces I was looking at. And there was a football, somebody brought breakfast. Marvin brought breakfast this morning. And I had a piece of sausage caught in my throat. So thank you for that. Love, Marvin. Thank you, Marvin. So there was a football argument at a popular, iconic Philadelphia cheesesteak sandwich shop called Pat King's of Steaks in Philadelphia. And the argument turned deadly. And a texter last hour wanted to weigh in on it. And I thought this was a great sentiment over the air. Just wanted to weigh in this morning on your conversation about the shooting in Philadelphia. It is very, very sad that a life was taken, especially such a young life. And it's sad how that the young people today want to escalate a simple argument into a shooting. And of course, we will hear about it because there was a gun. But I won't go there because the gun didn't kill the guy. The idiot behind it did. Amen. But what caught my attention was when you were talking about how the sub shop was closed down and then an hour later it was reopened. Just stop and think about that for a minute. An hour after a shooting, you could be standing in the same line in the same sub shop or someone who just lost their life. I know things are hard on small businesses nowadays, and I'm all about small businesses, but seriously, you couldn't just shut down for the day in respect to just to what happened. That's all I have to say. Yeah, that's a great point. Insensitive, right? You know, in bigger cities, you find that. I think in smaller cities, it would definitely be like in Frederick. I don't know if a sandwich shop would just reopen an hour later after somebody was killed. I don't even know if police would let them do that. But yeah, at that shop, they reopened an hour later. Listen to that. That's crazy. Another texter says, I hope the soccer team loses. I do too. I've never been openly rooting against American teams, but in this case where they all knelt because of the national anthem trying to prove a point, they're filing grievances, personal grievances. These are people. And you know what struck me is weird on the soccer team profile? Looking at the number of non-smiling faces, there were some, and you could see some were genuinely happy to represent the country, but a vast majority, oh no, no, not a vast majority, I won't sensationalize, maybe four or five players, okay, of the 13 or 14 on the team were not smiling, just mean mugging the camera. And come on, where's your American pride? It's almost not cool to be American anymore. Are you kidding me? This is the greatest country on earth. That's why I think the social justice movement is fake. I really do. I think it's fake. People have this persona that they put on like they think they have to hate America. If you don't love it, leave it. Are you kidding me? This is the greatest country in the world. We have opportunities where we could go from down and out to thriving in a matter of months or weeks, depending on how much work we want to put into it. That's what makes it so great. It's the country of the rebound, the country of the second chance, the country of the get up and keep fighting. And as long as you put as much work into your life as you want, you're going to reap the benefits.
spoiled brats, disgracing the flag, disgracing America, then leave. Get out. We don't want you.
Another person on the text line, what a buffoon Biden is. Biden's focus on gun crime ignores almost all violent crime. Yeah, and he lies about the COVID vaccines. Which, by the way, if you're looking at all these Olympians that have tested positive, and Jay said this on the text line, don't you have to be vaccinated to fly abroad? So do the vaccines work or not? Because you can't have it both ways. Oh, okay. They only work when you want to fit the narrative, right? What do you think about all these things I said? Weigh in on the text line. Open text day today. I'll read your texts on the air in their entirety. 301-694-9363. 301-694-WFMD. And getting a lot of response from the U.S. soccer team. The opening ceremonies have actually begun in Tokyo, because remember, they're like 13 or 14 hours ahead of us.